The White House Report.
I am in Florida, and guess who I just happened to run into, who had his baseball cap on after I took mine off, and he recognized me. I'm talking about the man who literally surprised everyone. Came out, you didn't come out of anywhere,
no money, that's for sure.
No money, but you upset the apple cart. I'm talking about Andrew Gillum, the Democratic nominee for governor in the state of Florida, the red state. Can you believe it?
You know, it's amazing, April. First of all, good to see you.
Good to see you.
I'm a big fan.
I mean, did you see how I stopped and just looked at you? I was like, oh my God.
I'm a big fan. I'm admittedly.
Oh God.
And I'll tell you, we were the turtle. We were slow and steady for 18 months. We literally retailed our way across this state. Tomas and I were laughing the other day as we were reflecting on the fact we were going in the rooms that had 2 and 5 people, and after driving all night over the state, you know, just to try to meet some voters and tell them who we were. But you know what? I think what really resonated, and I shared this all along the trail. My mom was a school bus driver. My dad was a construction worker. I'm the 5th of their 7 children and the first to graduate from high school and the first to graduate from college. Shout out to FAMU, by the way. But it is our lived experience, mine. As we have traveled this state, I've been honest, I've been direct about it, I'm not embarrassed about it. It's the lived experience that reflects the majority of people in this state. And we deserve our seat at the table too. And so we talked about it, and I think that it made a big difference for us in winning this race.
Now, it's interesting you say we deserve our seat at the table. The late, great Shirley Chisholm, who ran for president in 1972, the first African-American woman to run for president in 1972, said, if you don't have a seat at the table, bring a folding chair.
There it is. There it is. And we say not only that, but that if you're not at the table, it means you're likely on the menu. And in this state, we have working people have really been on the menu. 44% of people in my state, April, say that they cannot make ends meet at the end of the month. Folks are juggling between which bills they can pay before something gets turned off. Our teachers, the average pay for teachers in the state of Florida is the 45th lowest of all 50 states. We've got real challenges here. Our governor, 700,000 people who could have had access to health care didn't get it because his governor didn't like Obama. Obama tried to send us $2.4 billion to build high-speed rail across the Afro Corridor, a very critical and fast-growing part of this state, and he refused it. These aren't red or blue issues. This is what's common, what's decent, and what's in the best interest of the people of the state of Florida. We need a governor who is willing to govern in a way that it is the best interest of the people of our state. That's what we plan to do.
I ran into Stacey Abrams at Essence, and I'm going to ask you the same question I've asked Ben Jealous this. How are you going to deal with President Trump if you become governor of the state of Florida?
Yeah, well first off, my primary focus is going to be what we do to protect the people of my state. If the president wants to be helpful to the people of the state of Florida, that's one thing. But he has started off on a bad track with us. He told the people of Haiti what he thought of their homeland. He went down to Puerto Rico and disrespected the people of Puerto Rico, but moreover, his dereliction of duty when it came to the recovery effort. A year later, people are still without power on the island, right? What he has done and what he has proposed to do to health care, those are things that are going to impact our state. And so while we're not going to make this election about Trump, he loves to make it about himself, and Ron DeSantis has run directly to his arms. He needs to know that he will meet his match to the extent that he plans to do anything that harms the people of my state. My job as the governor of the state of Florida is to do what is in the best interest of the people of my state. And if the governor has to challenge the president in that regard, we're willing to do that. If he's willing to work with us for as long as he's there, we're willing to work with him to improve the lives and conditions of people in the state of Florida.
And last thing, you mentioned the name. Your opponent called your name, and it's reverberated all over the place. Yeah. Even Fox News knew it was wrong.
I know it, absolutely.
But last night, I happened to be in Maryland at a Stevie Wonder concert, and Dave Chappelle was on stage, and he was supporting his godbrother, Ben Jealous, who, as I said, the South shall rise again. You know, you've got you've got Stacey Abrams, and you got Ben Jealous in the South, yep. Southern states. But Dave Chappelle said something about Ben Jealous that really makes me come to you this morning with this. Dave Chappelle said to Ben Jealous from the stage, rumble, young man, rumble, monkey this S up.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Oh, man.
What do you think about that monkey word?
Well, I tell you, first of all, you know, DeSantis is definitely pulling from the Trump playbook. He thinks the way that he's going to win this state is by going hyper, hyper divisive and basically trying to signal white voters, you know, let's not lose our state, right? I'm clear about what he's attempting to do. I just think that he severely underestimates the people of the state of Florida this year. Some of folks were duped. Some people legitimately thought that Trump was going to do something for working people. And they suffered some of the disgusting vitriol. I don't agree with it, but they suffered it as a means to get to a place that might be better for them and for their families. He has not delivered on that, right? So Ron DeSantis hasn't learned the right lesson. He thinks that what he can do is hyper-racialize this race, and that will turn, you know, white voters away from me. But he forgets that people in this state really hate this kind of divisive rhetoric. The majority of people in this state are common and are decent. And frankly, they want a governor who's going to tend to their best interests, not spend their day name calling. So we know that they're going to dog whistle. In fact, forget the dog whistle. They're going to pull out the bullhorn. But what we've got to do at every single turn, at every opportunity, we've got to continue, one, to address it and then get back to the business of the people of our state. What I'm not going to do is follow them into the gutter. As I was always told, when you wrestle with pigs, you both get dirty, but the pig likes it, right? I'm not going to give them that satisfaction. I'm going to trust and stay focused on what the people of this state want, and that's a governor who's going to look out for them, not have Trump's back, but have their back.
And I'm going to give you something my late mother would say. It said, my late mother would say, it's not what they call you, it's what you answer to.
That's absolutely right. Well, I'm going to be answering soon to Governor of Florida. We're claiming that right now, not in a pompous way, but in a way that is declaratory, because it is our time, right? It is time for the voices of working people to get control again. And that's what we're going to do through this race.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.